not devise any means of protection anymore. What means of protection will you offer right now? You can't, because you'll be in the grave. But if you did those deeds that activated the protection of Allah Ta'ala, then you have hope. No matter what circumstance your children, your progeny may face, that there will be a mechanism of protection. That is a guarantee of Allah Ta'ala. The opposite is true as well. It's mentioned about the Salaf that one of the Salaf said, "Inni la'asi Allah fa'arifu dhalika fi khuluqi khadimi wa dabbati." The opposite is true. If you disobey Allah Ta'ala, if you disobey Allah Ta'ala, so this righteous person of the past, he said that, "I know when I disobey Allah." How do you know when you disobey Allah? He said that the character of my servant or my animal changes. And then I know that I've done something wrong, because now I'm not protected. Now I'm not protected. So when he saw this animal was being stubborn, his animal was not doing the thing that he needed to do, then he realized that I did something wrong. Perhaps I did something wrong, that now the protection is not there. Now the protection is there. So they would connect it back to their own deeds. They wouldn't say, look at this animal, it's not disobeying. Let's hit this animal. Let's do something to this animal. Right? What is provoking that animal to act in that manner? What is provoking that person to act in that manner? It's something else that is beyond you. SubhanAllah, there's a lot more to say on Hafiz, but we have to do two names. So what happens when you try your best to protect yourself? You try your best. And you're ordered to do that. And then you are in a situation where you can't do anymore. Then the great name of Al-Hasib will come into play. The great name of Al-Hasib will come into play. And we've already seen that. We've seen that when we mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salam. He tried his best. Rasulullah alayhi salam tried his best when he was migrating to have all the means there so the kuffar will not catch. But what happens when it happens? What happens when something goes unexpected? Musa alayhi salam tried his best. He left at night. And he knew the direction, but the divine decree made him go in a different place until now the river is in front of him and Fir'aun's forces are behind him. So what happens here? You tried your best to protect yourself. Then Al-Hasib comes into play. Al-Hasib, when you have reached the limit after trying all of our means, then we switch to Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. When all the means are exhausted, we call out to Hasib. When Rasulullah was encircled by the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala revealed at that moment, وَإِن يُرِيدُ أَن يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهُ. If they plot and plan and they want to assassinate you, Allah is there and Allah is sufficient. Allah is sufficient. So what does that mean, Allah is sufficient? We say that. We're hearing that. We'll recite this. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. We recite that as a dhikr at any of these type of gatherings. We're hearing people saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Ibrahim alayhi salam said Hasbi Allah when he was thrown into the fire. When Rasulullah alayhi salam was advancing after Uhud, after the losses at Uhud, and they were going to face the army, the Muslims were saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. What is this? It's been mentioned three times in the Quran. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. And there's others. Here it's mentioned that Hasib has two meanings too. One is the meaning of Al-Kafi, and the other meaning is Al-Muhasib. And both are very important. Both are very important. Al-Kafi, the one that is sufficient. The one that is sufficient. And this only applies to Allah Ta'ala. It only applies to Allah Ta'ala. فَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ الْكَافِي لِعِبَادِهِ وَجَمِعِ مَا أَهَمَّهُمْ مِنْ أُمُورِ دِينِهِمْ وَدُنْيَاهُمْ وَالْكَافِي لِعِبَادِهِ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ عَلَيْهِ كِفَايَةٌ خَاصَّةٌ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So it comes from حَسَب. He who gives his servants that which suffices him. Allah Ta'ala is that being that is fully aware of his servants, who suffices for those who trust him, and who recompenses his servants for their good and evil actions, be it big or small. And most of the instances of Hasbi Allah and hasbuka, it in the Quran deals with Allah being sufficient for the believers, especially at the time of war. Especially at the time of war, many times this has been repeated in Surah Al-Anfal, when the Muslims were engaged in battle, and Allah has mentioned Allah is sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient for you. So that shows that the extreme time when all ends, all means are exhausted, then we switch to Hasbi Allah. He alone is sufficient for his servants, and then they can be never independent of him. By the command of Allah, things are granted their existence, remain in existence, and go into non-existence. This goes and relates to Hafiz, because Allah Ta'ala will protect. So that protection is extended with sufficiency, that you have a limited ability to protect yourselves, but Allah Ta'ala is the only one that can determine that you will continue and be successful, because he will create mechanisms that are within, not within your capacity. The second meaning of al-hasib is from hisab, which is accounting. And we know this very well, as we count our possessions, count our valuables. So Allah Ta'ala is also muhasib, il-hasib, that he is the one that will recompense for every single deed. And so these things are tied together. If we can realize that Allah Ta'ala is in control of the entire universe, and everything is calculated. If you want to calculate the speed of things that are rotating around the sun, around the planets, in the solar system, it's mind-boggling. You get a PhD, you get a Nobel Prize for just thinking about that calculation. How about maintaining that calculation? How about coming up with that calculation? Allah Ta'ala has done all of this. If you can recognize this, that it takes a lifetime of study just to understand the mechanism of one small aspect of Allah's creation, and Allah Ta'ala is creating, has created this and maintained this throughout until the call of the trumpet, then you can realize, then how can the hisab be? How can the hisab be if he is so calculating of everything that's around us? And he is the one that is hafiz, that has protected all of our actions too. If he's protected all of our actions, that means every single thing is going to be presented on the Day of Judgment. Every single thing that we've said, we've done, is going to be presented and preserved for us. And that should awaken us. That should realize, subhanAllah, I will be taken into account. I will be taken into account because there's not an atom's weight of good or evil that I do, except that is recorded by the angels to by your own limbs that you do the action with, by the ground, and then in the knowledge of Allah. All of these will be presented. So what will you say? What can we say? What can we say? That's why we have to do muhasaba on a daily basis. We have to look at our own deeds. Are we doing something that we will be judged on? We don't want to be in that state. We don't want to be in that state. It's been mentioned, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that when she had some, she wanted to understand something, she would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. So she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is an ayah, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, that soon you will be given an easy reckoning. So then Hazrat Aisha asked the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, well, based on this ayah, that we shouldn't, you know, what is this reckoning? It's, Allah has mentioned it's going to be easy. But then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, "Man husiba udhiba," meaning that innama dhalika al-ard, that is a presentation of the deeds. Here is a book of deeds. In it has deeds. It will be presented. But if it's looked into, the person will be annihilated. The person will be chastised and punished. You know, think about customs when we travel. There are, our luggage has many valuables, right? And if we just go past it, it's quite easy, right? Just go past, you're just, no problem. But if they want to investigate, what happens? Especially if you don't have something that you're supposed to bring. Then you start getting nervous, right? What happens in tax time? Somehow, let the IRS just take my tax return. What if they say, well, they want to audit this tax return? then what happens? Right? Then it becomes very challenging. So same thing here. We will have the opportunity. Everybody, the deeds will be presented. The book of deeds will be presented. But for some, it won't be opened. Straight entry into Jannah. For others, we need to investigate further. We need to investigate further. And then, if the book is open, what can we say? What can we say? Are we saying we have any deeds to give back for what we've been given of ni'mah? Let alone to enter into Jannah? We just talked about how Allah Ta'ala is sustaining us with so many things in our life that we don't even think about with our limbs and our body. And we don't even give thanks for that. We don't give thanks for that limb that is preserved at this moment from the beginning of the talk to now. We're not able to give any thanks. So how can we do deeds that will allow us for everlasting bliss? That will allow us to live forever and ever and enjoy forever and ever without having any deeds to offer? SubhanAllah. What we can do is that we do muhasabah. We look at ourselves. We look at the deeds that we've done and we cry. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. What did I do? What have I done? What can I present? You have to have the nadama. You have to have that feeling that I have nothing that I can present to Allah Ta'ala. I have nothing. You have to feel it. You can't just, it has to come from within because you know you're not offering anything for what you're getting. What you have is an apple, right? I mentioned it before and I like to use it because I go pick apples, right? I have that hard-earned money that I've earned, and I go to the store for some fruits and I go and pick a beautiful apple and I look at it shiny, right? And I don't want to see any blemishes because I have an option of picking, right? If I take that apple home and I cut it, and inside is the worms, what type of feeling did you have? You're like, oh, okay, I got my worth of apple. You said, I bought this apple with my hard-earned money, and I'm going to now eat this? How can I eat this? How can I eat this? Right? So we will not buy an apple, right? We want the best of everything. Yet somehow, we want everlasting bliss with a heart full of diseases, with a heart full of sin, with a heart full of hatred for people, for disgust, for so many spiritual ailments, and yet we feel that Allah Ta'ala, in lieu of that heart, He will give us everlasting bliss. SubhanAllah. You will not take that apple, but you expect Allah Ta'ala to take that heart. How unfortunate. How unfortunate. Did we think about that? Did we realize that? If you are not going to take that apple, then we need to work on ourselves, because that's the only way that we can get into Jannah. That we have to have the nadama. I don't have much to offer. I have a lot of spiritual diseases. I have a lot of bad deeds. But I've tried, Ya Allah. I seek forgiveness, Ya Allah. I don't have that ability. Please, O Allah, accept my minor deed. But Allah's muhasib, He can take any good deed that you do and He can multiply that. That is the amazing part. That is our hope. There is mentioned in the hadith about people that, a person, right, that he didn't have anything to offer in his book of deeds. What happened though, Allah Ta'ala found something in there that he presented. What was that? He delayed the payment of a debt that was owed to him. He replayed the payment of a debt that was owed to him. Eventually he forgave that debt. He forgave that debt, and because of that one deed, Allah forgave him. SubhanAllah. That means there is hope. No matter how hard we have, how many bad deeds we have, we can also make a good deed. At any moment of our life, Oh Allah, I do this sincerely for your sake. I do this sincerely for your sake. And you do that, that's preserved. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hafiz, He will preserve it. And He's Al-Hasib, He may recompense you just for that. So we have to have that hope that we also constantly turn to Allah Ta'ala, that we will maybe have something in our book of deeds that Allah Ta'ala will be accepting. And that's what we try till the last breath. Try to have a good action that we can present in some capacity. And you know what? That means hiding it. That doesn't mean putting it on social media. Mashallah, I prayed Fajr today. Look at me. First row. Mashallah, I'm doing tawaf. Look at me. I'm on my 7th round. This is what's happening, unfortunately. Right? The phone is there. We can't leave the phone in the car. We're so worried about that phone. Leave the phone in the car. You would have much less distraction. You're leaving that thing that's going to distract you in your car. You can concentrate. Why do you need to have it in your pocket? Are we worried that somebody's going to go into our car, steal that car, take that phone, take that data? Why are we taking it with us? We need it. I cannot pray, you know, you cannot pray without wudu, right? But now we've also added another we cannot pray without our phone. Without that phone in my pocket, my salah doesn't count, because I'll be worried about it. Allahu Akbar. You're not worried about your car, but you worry about the phone. This is the reality that we face. We have to hide our deeds. We have to hide our deeds. We have to do some deed that nobody knows, not even our wife, not even our kids. Then we have hope that that one deed, out of the millions of deeds that we have, may be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. That is our hope in our generation, what we're doing. Because we compare ourselves to the previous generation, where are we? Compare ourselves to your parents and grandparents. How much sin we've been exposed to, and how much sin we fell into. Subhanallah. What hope do we have? Yet, because Allah Ta'ala is Hasib, that one small deed that you do, with the thousands of deeds that are bad, may still get you that everlasting reward without any hisab. And that's what we have to hope for. On the flip side, we can never be complacent. MashaAllah, I'm doing deed after deed. I mean, I'm just like a locomotive. I'm just going. Nothing can stop me. Allah can take you for task for anything. For any one small thing, He can take you to task and put you in Jahannam for that. And we know that. We've heard that so many times. That lady did not give water to the cat. Small thing. And the cat passed away. Insignificant animal, right? But not insignificant in the sight of Allah. You destroyed a creation of Allah Ta'ala. You had no regard. You neglected your rights. You will be punished for that. When you keep this on the side, that steers us to do good deeds. That allows us to have hope that our one good deed will be recompensed with Jannah. Gives us the fear that one small minor deed may take us into hell. So we can never be complacent. We can never be complacent. So we come in with this balance that I try my best. And I have istighfar on one side. I have shukr on the other side. I can never be arrogant. And I can never claim that I deserve anything from Allah Ta'ala. Right? With this attitude, then inshallah, we can proceed. This is what we need to get from these names. We say it so many times. We think we need to reflect on it. If we can reflect on these names, then there's no situation. It's just nurun ala nur. The believer's situation is nurun ala nur. Whatever circumstances he faces, he has Allah Ta'ala helping him. He has Allah Ta'ala protecting him. Right? This is something that we need to do. Subhanallah. Time is... Nobody's giving me the time. But inshallah, I didn't even go into what we can practically do. But we'll leave that. I'll give you just a few things that we can do. And we already do, alhamdulillah. For hafiz, for protection, we need to recite our du'as. Alhamdulillah, if you're in this masjid, you are reciting the du'a. Especially the first one and the last one. It's been mentioned. I actually had it here. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma asmi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa sami'ul alim 3 times. We've repeated it enough that we should realize that we are seeking Allah's blessed name, protection with Allah's blessed name from anything that can harm us. And the last one we just recited, A'udhu bikalimati llahit tamma min sharri ma khalaq. We seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala's beautiful names from that evil of the creation. So whoever recites these things is under the protection. And this is what I wanted to get at, but we can do, you know, qiyas and analogy, that Allah Ta'ala has protected us and is protecting us. But if we activate other mechanism protection through these du'as, then inshallah, we will get layers upon layers of protection. And we are neglecting this. We are neglecting this. The prayer that we just prayed, alhamdulillah, is a protection for us. Allah Ta'ala has protected your rizq for you if you are going to pray. It is stated in a hadith that whoever performs Fajr Salah will come under the protection of Allah. You already have the protection of Allah by coming to Fajr. You can try all of those other protections, you should, but realize there's another protection there. Activate that protection by coming to prayer. Activate that protection by praying and reciting the du'as after the prayer. As far as hasib, it's mentioned that whoever recites فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ 7 times in the morning and the evening, Allah Ta'ala will be sufficient for all his worldly and akhirah worries. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. There is no one worthy of worship but him. On him, to him only do I rely, and he is the Rabb of the glorious throne. Recite it with the meaning. Recite it with the meaning. Have that yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is protecting me. Allah Ta'ala is enough for me. So my protection has a certain level. But then when I'm under protection of Hasib, there's other mechanisms that come into play. There are other mechanisms. And this is what we see in the awliya, that against impossible means, the enemy wants to destroy them. Elements want to destroy them. Against impossible means, they're still surviving. And what is the thing that we hear from our brothers and sisters? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. They are embodying this. They've taken all mechanisms to protect themselves. Yet they also realize, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And that extra protection is coming. Otherwise, the enemy would completely want to wipe them out of the face of the earth. But they cannot. We need to take heed from that. No one can wipe us from the... Allah Ta'ala is preserving this deen. Allah Ta'ala is going to preserve this deen no matter how much people don't want it to preserve. No matter how much. Because it's mentioned that this earth will be destroyed, the world will be destroyed, only when Allah Ta'ala takes that soul. As long as Allah is recited on the earth, there will be no destruction. That means there will be a time, no matter how bad the situation gets, somebody will be saying Allah, Allah, Allah in this earth. But guess what? The Day of Judgment has to happen. So he will send a wind that will take all the believers away at that time. He is the only one that is going to remove the ability of people to say Allah, 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 and then the world will have to be destroyed because the next world has to come into place. If you have that yaqeen, how can you live? How can you... Your mentality will completely change. We will seek all those things to protect us, and we rely on Allah Ta'ala. These are some of the things that we can take home, inshallah. As far as how careful our salaf were, there is one story of Hazrat Umar, radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar, that he saw the Bayt al-Mal. He saw the camel. He saw these camels. And he saw one camel was very fat. So then he asked, whose camel is this? So then they said, it's Ibn Umar, meaning his son. His son is his son's camel. So once he heard that, he brought his son, he said, you sell this camel. The son said, this is my camel. I mean, what's the problem? You know, it's eating and it's drinking and it's become big. He's like, no. Look at all the other camels and look at your camel. All the other camels are not like that. What's happening is that because you're the son of the Khalifa, everybody's giving you preferential treatment. And your camel preferential treatment. So now, even though there's not that much food and water, you're getting it. You're just not realizing it. It's because of the preferential treatment, so I want you to sell this camel. Whatever the price should be, you'd keep that of a normal camel, and then you give the rest to Bayt al-Mal, because that's not yours. Look at how careful Hazrat Umar was. How careful. And his son was like, this is halal. Right? So sometimes we take advantage of these things. Right? To how careful we should be. We should reflect. You know, are we taking advantage of each other, of our position, of our title, of our entitlement that we feel. The more taqwa that you have, these things get erased, right? So something to reflect on as well, that how minute, we're not talking about haram. We're talking about taqwa. This is taqwa here. Haram is not even the issue, right? That's obvious. We have to avoid haram. We can't just keep our level like, mashallah, I'm avoiding haram today. Mashallah, that is a good level, alhamdulillah. But the believer looks further and further and further. How can I refine my deeds? How can I extract gems and diamonds from my deeds? That's something that we need to reflect on. And these, the stories of our salaf have that. Maybe that one act that you do today will change that, your destiny. Subhanallah. You can do something so insignificant, but with ikhlas, that will multiply multiples and multiples. Right? That's something that in our day and age we have to worry about, because we advertise the deed before we do it. We need to hide the deed for our life such that we forget about it. We forget about it. There's so much more to be said. Inshallah, I'll stop here. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand his great names, Al-Hafiz, Al-Hasib, some of the meanings that are contained in that, and also the practical a'mal that we can do, taking from these great names. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. InshaAllah, we'll say a little bit of dhikr before we go. أَوْتُ بِاللَّهِ مَشْيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ صَلَوَاتِ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us, and what a great guardian. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata. Salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. الله ولي الذين آمنوا، الله ولي الذين آمنوا، الله ولي الذين آمنوا، الله ولي الذين آمنوا. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، المصلين على محمد وعلى آله. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا حفيظ، يا حسيب، يا الله. Oh Allah, please forgive our sins, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please overlook our mistakes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, Allah, to worship You, Allah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to do those deeds, Ya Allah, that please You, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, give us ikhlas in our deeds, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to do things according to the deen, Ya Allah, externally and internally, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove this desire to show off, Ya Allah. Remove this desire to broadcast to the world everything that we're doing, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, Allah, accept our deeds, Ya Allah. Enable us to do those deeds, Ya Allah, that can be like diamonds, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, give us sincerity in these actions, Ya Allah. Give us istiqamah in these actions, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, You are the one that can take us to account for any small thing, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And oh Allah, we have major things, Ya Allah, that we do every day, Ya Allah. Oh, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Overlook us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to change our ways, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Allah, You are constantly giving us the protection, Ya Allah, yet we are heedless, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to see the protection that You're offering us constantly, day and night, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah, You are safeguarded our limbs, Ya Allah, and our organs, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, You appointed angels to safeguard us, Ya Allah. Allah, You're completely heedless, Ya Rabbal Alameen, yet we do whatever we want, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to change our ways, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow the deen, Allah, to be part of our life, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, and a part of the lives of our families, Ya Allah, and our progeny, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we're under very difficult circumstances, Ya Allah, the dunya, and the fitnas are so severe, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and this neglect and ignorance, Ya Allah, is rampant, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow our masajid and our marakiz and our madaris, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to flourish, Ya Rabbal Alameen, under these circumstances. Ya Allah, we know that Allah, under difficult circumstances, Ya Allah, Your will always prevail, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to be an amazing sight, Ya Allah, that in a place where there's no deen, Ya Allah, the deen spreads in all over the world, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, Allah, to be part of that movement, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, accept us in that effort, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all the people that have difficulties all over the world, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, You are looking and You are safeguarding their deeds, Ya Allah, and You are protecting them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, give them afiyah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, alleviate their difficult circumstances, Ya Allah, and reward them greatly for their circumstances, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on this side of when we are facing such ni'mah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, oh Allah, don't allow this to be a means of taking us into the hellfire, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, allow us to give thanks for all the ni'mah that we have, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to do great deeds, Ya Allah, that we can do from this side, Ya Allah, to help the ummah, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, oh Allah, otherwise there's no hope for us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We're enjoying this dunya, Ya Rabbal Alameen. At what cost, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, give us afiyah, Ya Allah, and continue to safeguard us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, but allow us to do good deeds, Ya Allah, so that we can All right, we can get your pleasure, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, protect us and protect our family, Ya Allah. Allow our progeny to succeed in this world, Ya Allah. Allah, allow them to have iman even after we're gone, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Allah. Allah, allow us to be that means of change in the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samir alim, wa tuba alayna ya maulana, innaka anta tawab rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen, bi rahmatika, Ya Rabbil Alameen.